Welcome to Challenge Accepted with Jonah C. A big welcome to new listeners and a great big welcome to those who have returned for more. In the previous show, I talked about the concept of tackling challenges and goals one bite at a time. In this show, we're going to continue on with that theme. I thought to emphasize the importance of this concept by creating a part two of sorts in this two-part series. Like a baby has to learn to crawl before she walks, as a teenager, young person, or adult, we must understand that sometimes we must take the baby steps and focus on those before we can take leaps and bounds. We must also remember to celebrate the baby steps along the way. We must accept, at times, that it's the baby steps that we really need to focus on. Think about this. There is a lot to see, understand, find insight and motivation in these baby steps. If you're physically crawling on the ground or on the floor and you look up, there are things that you probably haven't seen in a long time because you haven't crawled in quite a long time. And so it's important to take those things into consideration as you continue to progress forward. Can you do this? Can you change your way of thinking? Can you accept the challenge of changing your approach? I think it's time to get back to basics. I'm ready to do some crawling. Are you? I'm Jonah. I'm your person. Let's get to it. I'm going to share with you a personal story. When my son was an infant, I couldn't wait for the day where he and I could run and play and do all the things that parents do with their children. Internally, I was soaring to the moon and back because I love him so much. Heck, he's the love of my life. And so when he started to turn over from his back to his tummy, I became excited at this milestone, to the point where I started to become impatient that he was not crawling yet. To be clear, I wasn't impatient to the point where I pushed him along or aggravated him or anything like that. I knew that that time would come. I was just anxious to see these milestones happen. And by the way, I'm also a photographer and videographer, so needless to say, I have everything in photos and video. I'm sure some of you out there have done the same. But I digress. My boy then learned how to crawl. As you can imagine, I was over the moon. And unfortunately, I started to become impatient again internally because I couldn't wait for him to start walking. I'm sure you can probably imagine what it was like when he took his first steps. There I was with camera in hand, in my boy's face telling me, challenge accepted, I've got this, with the little side head saying, I think. He did have this exciting look on his face. He did the little deep breaths, and then he let go. Tears immediately streamed down my face. I could barely hold on to the camera. Yes, it was a camera, not a smartphone. My boy's face was even more telling. He was so happy. I picked him up and let out a big celebratory laugh and smiled and told him, good job, my boy. And all the bells and whistles that went along with that sort of celebration. He and I were both over the moon. It was truly such a highlight for both my son and I. Here's the moral to the story, that is. My boy had to learn to roll over on his tummy before he could crawl. My boy had to then learn how to crawl before he walked. My boy had to learn to walk before he could run. All of this took literal baby steps, and we celebrated along the way. That is the same with most of what we do in life. There will be times where we can leap into something without a lot of baby steps, but in my experience and the experience of so many people that I've spoken with over my lifetime, we agree that the baby steps of accomplishing a goal or overcoming a challenge are what we need to really focus on. One of the reasons why we sometimes are unable to get things done is because we don't set up the situation to be manageable. Part of the baby steps approach is that by following this method, it should become more manageable, especially with all of the other competing priorities. Understanding the psychology and science behind baby steps can be very helpful. Similarly to the lost show, One Bite at a Time, focusing on making little progress each day instead of overwhelming yourself with the enormity of what lies ahead can and will help you accomplish your goal and or overcoming your challenges. I'm also going to continue to preach this part. We, you, have to celebrate the baby steps. If you wait till the end, you could lose steam and either go slower or stop your process altogether because of burnout or something else. Who knows? You may just find yourself enjoying this process more and more along the way. In an article from Entrepreneur Magazine published on May 7th, 2015, something of significance stood out for me. Now, the article does state that scientists like to use a more stuffy term for baby steps called proximal goals. Once again, proximal goals. The thing that stood out for me in this study is researchers wanted to help 7 to 10-year-olds with, quote, gross deficits and disinterest in mathematical tasks, end quote. And they wanted to help these students improve performance. They broke the kids into different groups. One was instructed to set proximal goals, so 6 pages of math problems in each of 7 sessions, and another set long-term goals, 42 pages of problems over 7 sessions. Here were their findings. Quote, the kids who set proximal goals were faster, more motivated, and performed twice as well. They correctly solved 80% of problems versus 40% for the long-term group. Interestingly, they were also more confident in their mathematical abilities. Proximal goals hadn't just helped these children solve problems, they changed the way they looked at math, end quote. There are so many strategies, tactics, tips, hints of ways in which to really appreciate the baby steps approach. One is just deciding to do it. Another way that could create somewhat of a roadmap for you is being able to use an approach called SMART or SMART goals. Many of you may have heard of this type of idea in your work life. Maybe you set work goals using a SMART goal process. This is what it stands for. So S is for specific. You want to be as precise as possible with what it is you're trying to achieve. Second, the M, or measurable, you have to ask yourself, how will you track progress? How will you keep score of your wins? Achievable, for A, you've got to make sure this can be achieved. And for R, relevant or realistic, it's got to be something that is attainable. It's a real goal. It's something you can really taste and feel and breathe and all of those things. And finally, time bound for T. You should have a finish line. You should have an end to the chapter of that portion of your book or your goal. So once again, SMART goals. Look, even with baby steps, there may be challenges. A common challenge may be something unexpected or out of the ordinary that's going to get in the way. From being sick to taking a trip you didn't anticipate, it could be anything. You know, I would advise that you take a listen to episode 2 called Choices and episode 5 called Decisions. there might just be some tidbits or something in there that you can pull away to help you keep your momentum going forward. The one thing is to keep in mind and to decide, challenge accepted. You got to keep that going. Heck, that's the whole notion of this show. And it is okay to anticipate that there can and sometimes will be issues. By accepting that obstacles can develop, you can choose to be mentally ready and not let even a small issue derail your progress, your passion, and drive to take care of business. You must stay resilient. You must celebrate along the way and keep focused. It's even okay to pause to reflect and perhaps think of a different plan around, through, or over the current issue. I'd love to hear from you with any questions you might have about this episode or something that you're trying to overcome or accomplish. I love talking with listeners of the show. You can get in touch with me in a few different ways, actually. Direct message in Facebook and Instagram, through my YouTube channel. And you can also email me at jonahc@challengeacceptedwithjonahc.com. I know, it's a long one. That's the reason why I gave you the other addresses in my social media. All right. Look, remember these key takeaways. Baby steps are super important to accomplishing goals and overcoming challenges. You must celebrate along the way. Having a solid plan in place, a roadmap of sorts, is not just useful, it's essential. Using methods like SMART to guide you, also like a roadmap, can also help you focus like a laser. Remember, every step forward, big or small, brings you that much closer to success. Well, here we are at the end of the show. If or when you're faced with adversity, when you want more, when you're faced with so many options, when the goal or challenge feels or is monumental, how will you manage? How will you break it down? What will you choose? What will you decide? Will you crumble under pressure? Will you cave to the naysayers? Will you choose negativity? Or will you say, challenge accepted? I can and will put these methods in place. I've got this. I want this. I know how to break this down. And I am going to celebrate along the way. My message to you, as always, my friend, is that you've got this. I believe in you. Now believe in yourself and make it happen. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming back. Have a great week.